Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And in studio is pro-life activist Joe Scott. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, Joe, we might get an update today. We're not sure. We're hoping we will get a legislator from North Dakota as we march across the country with extraordinary personhood effort that's taking hold all over this nation of ours. But while we're waiting, I'd like to talk about a couple news stories. And you're at the abortion clinic in Denver every day. You've been at the clinics for going on 30 years.
Yep.
Have saved thousands of babies, literally. Thank you for that. But there's a story on Drudge about a baby that was killed in Florida. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, a young woman went to an abortion clinic to get a late-term abortion. She's 23 weeks along. And so they give her the medication, and she goes home, comes back in the next morning.
And explain that. You understand that. They give her medication,
Medication in a laminaria. They put
laminaria for dilation to make the abortion.
It's a plug to dilate the cervix, so it's easier to get at the baby,
right.
So it doesn't tear the cervix.
Seaweed or artificial laminaria.
Right.
Okay, so she goes in, and they prep her to kill the baby the next day.
Right. And so she goes back to a different clinic the next day, and they give her more medication. And this abortionist is supposed to show up to do the actual abortion.
To kill the baby for money.
Right.
And it costs, how much does it cost at Planned Parenthood these days? Do you know about?
Well, they don't even do it that late. This is thousands of dollars.
Oh, right. But at Planned Parenthood, where they do it through, you know.
Through 17 weeks, it goes up to about $500. And if you take in the, at 8 weeks, the RU486, it's like $550.
Yeah. If you do it earlier, even though to them it's just a pill.
It's just a pill, but
because
they make a lot.
It's a profit center.
Right.
But $500 or so to kill your baby through 17 weeks, 5 days, something like that.
Right.
Okay, so now this is 23 weeks, and typically, like Warren Hearn, the late term abortionist in Boulder, it gets into many thousands of dollars.
Right. It does.
All right.
So this girl was prepared to pay that kind of money to kill her child. And the abortionist's name is Renalik. He had another call where there was some other woman that was bleeding, and he didn't go to the abortion clinic right away. Mm. He waited, and she went into labor and began dilating and delivered a live child. The reason they know the baby was alive is because the baby had full air in
lungs.
The lungs.
So the baby was delivered at the abortion clinic?
Yes, on a chair in the waiting room.
Do you know the Philadelphia Inquirer? Our office manager, Al Sharon, he's from Philadelphia. He grew up in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And the big paper there, the Inquirer, the Philadelphia Inquirer, they ran a series back in the 70s called Abortion, the Dreaded Complication. And that was when the baby went to be killed but was delivered alive.
What a complication, right?
The dreaded complication when you didn't kill the baby like you intended. So what happened here?
They scooped the baby. They knocked the baby off the chair. The baby was scooped into one of those biomedical hazard bags.
Which is horrific. We've gone through abortion clinic waste sites, mm-hmm. and gotten those biohazard bags and gone through them. It's all horrific. But
right.
Anyway, they scooped the baby.
This
23-week
living child.
Into a biohazard bag?
And threw it away. Threw the baby away.
That is the face of abortion. These people are child killers.
Amen. They are monster killers. I mean, I can't imagine you see a precious newborn child, you put him in a trash bag and throw him away. We wonder why our high school students are doing it.
This is devastating. So it's on Drudge. You know, Drudge is pretty mainstream.
Right.
One of the top 10 news websites in the world. But normally the media doesn't really care much about this kind of thing. But now there's a lawsuit.
The lawsuit. The mother is bringing a lawsuit against the abortion clinic, which is ironic.
It's ironic because she went there to kill her baby.
Right.
And so when the media is reporting this, they are making her look like the victim. But actually, the baby is the victim. But then she did see something startling, shocking.
Yeah, her name is Cyclora Williams, and she said she wasn't ready or prepared to have a baby at her age yet.
And that's not true because she had a baby.
Had a baby, and she already was had prepared. A baby. At least her body was prepared, but she said something.
She had a baby.
Right. Something happened that changed all that. Her lawyer says it's because she saw a live human being, a baby.
She saw a human being. She saw her baby. And right. then to have this so-called medical facility take that baby and put that baby into a biohazard bag and throw the baby out in the trash, how cruel, how inhuman, and how typical of the abortion industry.
Right. She said she came face to face with a human being, and that changed everything.
Hmm. Just devastating.
Our culture makes sure these kids don't know that ahead of time. They do everything possible to hide that from
right.
kids.
It used to be when Time magazine first published the pictures of the baby developing in the womb, the whole country was amazed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after decades of tens of millions of moms killing their children, those pictures of the baby in the womb are looked at as pornography by millions of Americans.
I've been told that by police, that it's pornography.
Yeah, police. And we have liberals who get angry if they see a picture of a baby sucking his thumb in the womb.
Right.
They get angry because child killing has turned the hearts of mothers against their children mm-hmm. and the hearts of the nation against its young. We have a call coming in from Anderson, Indiana, and with Joe Scott in studio. This is Jefferson, and Joe, I'm excited about Jefferson's call because he's going to let the audience know about something that so far has been sort of a secret. Jefferson, you're on Bob and Yurt Live and with Joe Scott.
Hi, Bob. Oh, I'm calling to inform your listeners about the wonderful opportunity to be a part of, I guess I would call it, Bob Enyart's inner circle. Once a week, what we do is we get on a conference call with Bob Enyart. And what we do is we brainstorm to come up with ideas designed to influence the United States towards a society that's more pleasing to God, in a nutshell. And also what we do is each person volunteers to accomplish a very small weekly assignment towards those goals. And right now, there are only four of us on these conference calls, plus Bob, but we're looking for more people.
All right, now, Jefferson, this is very, I mean, when we talk about the inner circle and what we do on these weekly conference calls, I think the audience will love it. But can you hold on, because we now have Representative, wow, this is exciting. We have Representative Dan Ruby from North Dakota on the other line. So hold on a second, please, Jefferson, and we'll go to our VIP line. Representative Ruby, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Oh, thank you.
We have been interviewing lawmakers from all around the country who have introduced personhood bills to acknowledge the personhood of the unborn child. And we were so excited to hear that you are working on that same front in North Dakota. Can you tell our audience, we're pretty far from you. We're in Denver, but a 50,000 watt station. We reach into seven neighboring states. So can you tell us what's going on in North Dakota to protect the unborn?
Well, we put the personhood bill in. I introduced it in the House side, and it basically just defines life at conception, uses language talking about the genome of Homo sapien.
In other words, living beings are biologically were described by our DNA, and so the human genome, the human DNA, is different from any other living creature on Earth. And so your bill, which is different from some of the other personhood bills, but it's brilliant and it's principled and it has no exceptions, you guys begin the definition of a person by talking about genetics.
Well, exactly. And the point I made in committee and on the floor is that this life can be determined distinguished independent of any other human being, including its mother or father.
Wow. And was there, Representative Ruby, was there anyone who is scientifically inclined by trade or in any way who helped come up with the wording? Because your wording is a bit more scientific than many of the other personhood bills. They're great. They're principled. But so how did the wording of yours come about?
Well, it was a collaboration of a few different people, and there was a young man that came to the state, and some people have accused me of being a tool for Personhood USA, who I've never spoken with or have any affiliation with. So,
right.
It's just concerned people that worked on this. There were about three or four different versions of this bill, including a multi-page bill that went into all different areas and some penalties and other areas where it would be illegal to do certain practices with an unborn person. And in kind of the 11th hour, and actually the language that is before that's on the bill right now was introduced as an amendment by me in the committee to change the bill, which thankfully they did. They honored my wishes to have it in the pure form that I wanted it to come onto the floor. And in North Dakota, you can't kill a bill in committee. Mm. It has to get its vote on the floor.
It goes to the floor, and we're thankful it did in this case. And what was the vote on the bill?
51-41.
51-41, which is an even stronger margin than Dan McGee had in Montana, where his personhood bill passed 26-24. But
we need 48 votes to pass a bill on the House floor.
All right. And, Dan, could I just make a comment about, you said some people have asked you about Personhood USA. I'm not a part of Personhood USA, but I know about who they are. Mm-hmm. And I just like to give you a little background. After 40 years of legalized abortion in various states in America, Colorado in 2008 was the first state to have a personhood bill on a ballot. And we got over 500,000 votes to ban all abortion in a very liberal state. And the people who got the signatures for that personhood bill, primarily it was really three groups. It was Colorado Right to Life on the ground all over the state. It was American Right to Life. And it was two guys who founded Personhood USA, Cal Zastro and Keith Mason. And those guys have been working in the pro-life movement, Cal, for decades. Keith is younger, but Keith is in his, mid-late 20s, from when he was 15 years old. And they have gone all over the country on a shoestring budget advocating lawmakers to introduce personhood bills, and they are on a roll. And American Right to Life has been spearheading this, and now there are eight states. When it hasn't happened in 40 years, Dan, now there are eight states that have introduced personhood bills, or where there two of those eight have signature drives underway.
Well, and I'm not sure exactly how your bill was presented to the voter. Did that have to go to a vote of the people?
It did.
And see, mine doesn't necessarily require a vote of the people and then to go to the Constitution. This is a statutory provision. This is a bill
that
will not need to go to a vote of the people. It would be the legislative assembly, along with basically the state of North Dakota, then would be recognizing people, these unborn babies as people.
So how about the North Dakota State Senate? Do you have a way to forecast for us how it might go in the Senate?
Well, I really don't. We've been trying to count noses and find out where our support is and where our opposition is. The confirmed numbers we don't have yet, but certainly with the unknowns and the people riding the fence that, or the ones that just aren't divulging to us whether, mm-hmm. where they're at.
Right.
You know, we would have enough if we got a good number of those. So it's certainly not a slam dunk that it's going to get killed, and it's certainly not a slam dunk that we can get it. It's doable, but it's going to take some time. And I know there's a flood of emails coming to them opposing passing it, and they're throwing all kinds of perceived issues and problems at them. And you know, I'm going to be counting those with some of my own emails and certainly the testimony before the committee.
And Dan, I don't want to take too much of your time, but how about your governor? That's John Hoeven.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts on his position on this?
Well, I haven't personally asked him, and I'm sure he wouldn't say one way or another unless it's before him. But I have a good feeling that he will sign it. And I, if it passes the Senate, I will be the first one in his office talking with him about anything he may have concerns with. And I'm pretty hopeful and feel pretty good that he would go along with what this does. You know, people say, well, your bill's banning abortion. The bill has no language specifically to banning abortion. And somebody did mention to me that you can't just take a bill or an issue to the Supreme Court unless there is some law that is being challenged. And this doesn't necessarily pick the fight or challenge until we implement laws in our state based on this. So,
well, of course, it's, you know, when you recognize someone as a person, like once we recognize that black people were persons, mm-hmm. then it was no longer conscionable to put chains around them and enslave them.
Right.
And so there is a whole series of consequences to acknowledging the obvious truth that a child in the womb is a person. And so I realize that the enemy wants, you know, would like us to back off the thought that we're trying to stop abortion, but abortion is killing an innocent child. And, you know, everyone realizes that would be a consequence, and it should, and I think we should acknowledge that. We should acknowledge it and admit it. We're trying to protect, by love and by law, we're trying to protect unborn children.
Well, we are, and it does set up a whole host of things that we would then apply our laws to protect the rights of those individual people that are still in the womb. And then, as the challenge would go from there, you know, at least we have recognized who people are, with, as you said before, without exceptions. It's a growing person, and it is a person. It can be distinguished scientifically, and I think science is on our side on this, and I think it's about time that it's recognized.
All right. Well, Dan, I want to thank you so much, Representative Dan Ruby from North Dakota, for joining us here in Colorado.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
What an honor. And please, everyone, pray for the governor out there, John Hoeven, governor of North Dakota, that he will have the courage and wisdom to do what is right. It should be simple, right? It should be simple for every person to say, of course we want to love these children and protect them. It should be simple, but we live in a world that is in rebellion against the Creator. These children are made in His image and likeness. Let's go back. Now, Joe Scott, could you rejoin us?
Hi, Bob. I'm back.
All right, Joe. And in Indiana, Jefferson, and hey, Jefferson, Joe Scott's here joining us.
Joe's one of my heroes.
Hi, Jefferson. How are you?
I'd love to be able to accomplish just one-tenth of what you've accomplished, Joe.
That's very nice of you to say.
Well,
Jefferson.
And I think we all feel the same way, Jefferson. So, okay, so Jefferson, you were letting the audience in on one of our sort of an inner circle aspect of Bob and Your Live, that there is a small team of guys. Right now it's been only guys, but that we work, we have a conference call once a week for an hour. And it's a team that we've assembled. And we identify various projects, right? I don't think we want to mention what the projects are on the air. Would you agree with that?
I can agree with that. I don't think it would be a problem with mentioning it since, like, for example, we're working on a website right now, and we already have the URL established, and it's ours. Nobody can take it away from us.
Well, that's true, but there's various projects that we have lined up, and these will be done. Sometimes they're done for other organizations to come along. We identify something that can be very effective, a big bang for the buck. And these are projects typically that could be accomplished with a handful of people working a couple hours a week, each person taking a different part of the job. And usually we could finish a project in a month or two or three.
Right. And we're looking for more people. We're looking for people who are fans of what you're doing out there in Denver, Bob. We want to be careful to make sure that they're fans. You might have some people that call in that might want to get involved in this, that are listening to this, who really don't like you that much and might want to get in there and cause some problems.
Oh, yeah. So, you mean like
might
some...
Might have to do a filtering system.
Oh, you mean some pro-abort might be listening and want to get on the inside.
Exactly.
We can't trust those dirty dogs.
You're going to have to filter them out somehow.
It's not a... You know, Jefferson, it's never happened before, right? We've never had a Planned Parenthood plant inside our own organization.
I think you have.
Oh, yeah, I think we have. I think we have. In fact, Planned Parenthood paid one of their employees for about a year to come and work in my office. And her name, I could give her name, Patty Krangle. Joe, right. Scott, you remember the Patty Krangle story.
Yes, I do.
And we've since talked to Patty Krangle, to people who witnessed to her husband, mm-hmm. share the gospel with them. And she's no longer with Planned Parenthood. But for a year, and the interesting thing, Jeff, is the day she showed up to work, we identified her as a pro-abort the first day, the first hour, the first minute, Joe Scott.
Wow.
We said, this gal is a pro-abort, but we didn't let her know that we figured it out.
That was smart.
That was smart, right? And we let her work for us for a year.
And you educated her for
in
a year.
Our office.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, it's not paranoia when they're really after you, you know?
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to join our team, they should call 1-800-8-NYART. Or could they send an email, Jeff, to you?
Sure.
That would be great. But then whoever would want to help, we have to know you in some way. You have to be a known quantity. Like either through one of the groups that we support, you know, let's say you've been a longtime supporter of the Creation Museum. Well, we could call down there, talk to Dr. Jason Lyle, confirm that. Or if you work with American Right to Life, or you're a longtime active member of a evangelical church, fundamentalist church, if you work with Colorado Right to Life and so on, right? Does
right.
that make sense?
Right. If somebody wants to send me an email, they can send it to Jefferson59. That's Jefferson59 at hotmail.com.
Jefferson59 at hotmail.com. All right.
Right.
And right off the bat, no members of National Right to Life allowed.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Jeff, thank you for making that pitch. You know, it's
okay.
been fun. The group's been small, and I don't imagine we'd get an avalanche. Maybe we'd just get one or two people who say, hey, I'd like to help.
And it is fun. We have loads of fun.
We have a lot of fun. There's a vision. There's a project. We accomplish it, and we move on to the next. Thank you, Jefferson.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's great. And Joe Scott, I reiterate Jefferson and his thanks to you for all you've done for all these many years. So we were talking about the baby that the abortion clinic in Florida put in a biohazard bag, a baby born alive.
Right.
Because the abortionist wasn't there. The mother gives birth at the abortion clinic.
And somebody by the name of Gonzalez is the one that scooped the baby into the biohazard bag. And Gonzalez was actually put in jail and released on $50,000 bond for practicing without a license. But
what an absurd charge. How about for murder?
For murder would be nice, but then everybody in the abortion clinic would be up for murder. So this girl is all upset now because she came face to face with her baby, which should never have happened. It should have been nice, sterile procedure where she
just
never saw
the child.
Just kill
the baby and we don't see the baby.
Yeah, but now that she's seen the child, she's considered a victim, which is pretty horrific, I think, because she was there to kill that baby in the first place.
She was there to kill the baby. And so what this does do is it puts the face on the abortionist. Abortion is evil. This is the face of evil. If you are pro-choice, you are not confused. You're not wrong. You're evil.
Right.
I mean, it's not just like you've made a mistake. You're evil. You're in rebellion against God to advocate killing an innocent child.
That's right. And, you know, because someone saw a baby doesn't make that baby a person.
Yeah, right. That's not what made the baby. That's just what made it evident to this one woman. So she got charged with practicing without a license.
Yeah.
So in America, you have to have a license to kill children.
Right. Otherwise, apparently, as long as you have the license,
then you kill them.
You'll kill them.
Right. You'll kill them.
But this Gonzalez person didn't have the license, apparently. The other one couldn't make it. And then the head of NOW said something.
The National Organization of Women.
Yeah. Her name is Sterner. She's the president of the Broward County chapter of NOW. She said that she knows clinics like this exists, and she's glad that the arrest has been made and that it took too long.
Yeah.
They do it every day. They kill babies every single day. Mm. That is the epitome of hypocrisy.
Right. She's willing to throw this abortion clinic under the bus to keep the whole industry looking good. And you know what's interesting? That's what National Right to Life has done for 30 years.
Right.
They have passed regulations to make the abortion industry look good. So that's why the NOW, these pro-abort National Organization of Women, they're saying, oh, yeah, we want this clinic punished because they want the industry to be firm, secure, and survive long term.
And keep that nice face that they have.
Right. And National Right to Life, by regulating child killing, by making them clean up their act, don't kill babies this way, it looks too bad. Right. Kill them other ways that don't look so bad. Make sure the kids get their parents' permission before they kill their baby. These things are absurd, and that's what the pro-life movement has been doing for decades. And thankfully, like Senator Dan McGee from Montana said yesterday, he said, look, we got pro-life groups up here in North Dakota. They've opposed my personhood bill. He said, Focus on the Family opposed it. The Catholic bishops opposed it. And National Right to Life opposed it. And that's why there's American Right to Life, to provide biblical leadership. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, nor of the truth that God made these children in His image and His likeness.
Amen, Bob.
Thank you, Joe Scott of Pro-Life Colorado. And it was great to have Representative Ruby on the show. That was neat. Please pray for the governor of North Dakota and Maranatha. What a great school. And our website is kgov.com.